Good evening, everybody. Today is Wednesday, June 14th. It's 5:30 p.m. for our evening weekly business session. And I appreciate you all being here with us tonight. One thing that is different, at some point in the evening, Commissioner Hare is going to be trying to call in from Washington, D.C., where he's there to work on our behalf. And he stated it was important for him to be a part of the library discussions tonight. And so we're hoping he will be able to call in time for that. But you're first on our agenda, so we'll see. But before we get further, we are going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. So please join us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Hare, are you here?
I am.
Okay, you're coming through scratchy on our end, but glad to have you with us. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Wonderful. All right, we will be moving forward. Our first item on the administrative action is an approval of order number 2017-027. In the matter of declaring results of election on forming a library special district organized under ORS 357.216 to 357.286 to be known as the Josephine Community Library District, establishing and forming the district, and order number 2017-028 in the matter of canvassing results of the May 16, 2017 election for Josephine Community Library District board members and issuing certificates of election. So we have 168 pages in our packet addressing the district and reaffirming, but we have the results of our election where the ballot measure 17-79 was yes votes in the amount of 6,093, no votes in the amount of 5,488, and in addition, switch pages here. We have the five district board members are Beecher Ellison with 6,370 votes, Laurel Sampson with 6,409 votes, Jennifer Roberts with 6,439 votes, Judy Williams with 6,391 votes, and John Harrelson with 6,443 votes. And the terms are outlined with the staggering who's on a four-year and two-year terms based on the results. And the certificates will be issued by our clerk's office once approved. Any questions or comments?
Oh, no, congratulations to the library outfit. That's that was monumental for our community.
Okay. Commissioner Hare, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, then we'll go on to item 1B, which is an approval of Intergovernmental Agreement Number 32151 with the State of Oregon Department of Aviation for 2017 Statewide Airport Pavement Maintenance Program of Grants Pass Airport and State Sponsorship Agreement, Department of Transportation Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA issues block grants, and the Oregon Department of Aviation oversees those grants, that in every 3 years, there's a repavement of our runways. And it is our turn in the three-year period for both of our airports. There is zero cost to the county. This grant requires no matching. It is 100% paid for out of the FAA grants. And again, it's required every 3 years, and it's our turn.
Yeah, this project also needs to be completed by August 2017, so that's well within our reach.
So one thing that I know exists in this one, we will need to, there's two different forms that will need to be signed, and we'll need to authorize the chair or acting chair to sign on behalf of the board on one of them and the appropriate signatures in the other, so we want to make sure we consider that. Any other questions?
No, I sure don't.
Commissioner Hare?
Nope, sounds good.
Okay. So we will move on to item number two, which is requests and comments from citizens. And you will be given 3 minutes to speak. This is not an interaction. We will not be responding to any of those comments, but we will receive them. And at the end of that time, we will go back and follow up. There are rules listed. If the agendas are in the lobby out there, as far as the rules over this time frame. So if anyone wishes to speak, if you raise your hand, we'll acknowledge you. Ms. Lasky.
Life-changing for our community, transformative, and much appreciated.
Mr. Ford.
Larry Ford, 136 Stereo Grants Pass. It's good to see these changes and improvements being made at our airports. It wasn't too many cycles ago when a previous board, due to some inappropriate actions, just about killed our airports. I don't know that you're aware of that, maybe it was way before you guys came on board, but I know Mr. Graves has worked very hard to get our airports back up, and in the past 4 or 5 years, I believe there's 3 projects that have been completed, including a new runway system, and we're going forward with the expansion of our airports, which I think is vital to our community, so it's nice to see that we can get past some past mistakes and move forward with the improvements to our airports. Thank you.
Is your name in a general area of the county?
Dave from the Illinois Valley. I wasn't going to come tonight to speak, but in the paper today, there was a letter to the editor by a gentleman from Williams voicing the same concerns for the William area that I have for Illinois Valley, and that is that the marijuana industry is basically destroying his way of life up there like it is for us. Last week after I talked, Commissioner DeYoung, you had mentioned there was going to try to be a meeting put together for a dialogue between the growers and lawn growers. Last year I went to one of those in Cape Junction. Commissioner Walker, Commissioner Heck was there. After 40 minutes, Commissioner Heck got up and left the meeting. I walked into the door. He said, "You can't talk to these people. They won't listen." Every time someone got up to voice it, opposing opinion against the marijuana growers, they were booed, they were laughed at, they were ridiculed, and several times Commissioner Walker had to stand up, raise her voice to quiet these people down so the person could talk. They're mean-spirited, they're rude, they're belligerent, you really can't talk to them. I can't see anything good coming from that type of a meeting. Asking, like this gentleman in the paper, it's up to the commissioners, I believe, as the elected representatives, to get something on the ballot that the voters of Josephine County can vote on an initiative, a measure to severely limit the number of plants on any one tax lot. This is going to continue to be a problem. It's going to continue to grow. It's not going to be a bubble that pops. As long as it's illegal in Utah and Idaho, Montana, wherever, it's going to be leaking out of our state to there. Something needs to be done. Commissioner Hare last week, after I spoke, one of the first things he said was that he knew someone that did $1.5 million out in Illinois Valley last year. But at what cost to our community? At what cost to the neighbor's way of life? And the primary driving factor for the cannabis industry is greed. They're after their money. They don't care about their community. They don't care about their neighbors. They don't even care about the land. And so I'm asking, as others, please, up to you guys, I thank myself, to get something on the ballot for us to vote on. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, seeing none, we will, I believe we go back to the top now, right? Go back to administrative action. We'll vote on that before allowing the commissioners to respond. Yes, sir.
Could you do me a favor and kind of reiterate briefly what the previous speaker was addressing? I had trouble hearing
that. You bet. Dave from the Illinois Valley, he commented on a letter from the editor that is in tonight's Daily Courier paper discussing how marijuana is ruining our community. He would ask that the commissioners move forward. And one specific request was that we put to the voters a ballot to limit the number of plants on a lot, a tax lot, and that we move forward with putting this opportunity back to the voters on and protecting our area. Is that a fair summary? Okay.
I think he referenced something, a conversation we had.
He stated that after he spoke at the last public session, last meeting, and mentioned that you said that somebody made $1.5 million off of marijuana production in the Illinois Valley this last year. And at what cost was that to the community?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And with that, we will return to the administrative actions in consideration. Item number 1A, approval of order number 2017-027 in the matter of declaring results of election on forming a library special district organized under ORS 357.216 to 357.286 to be known as the Josephine Community Library District, establishing and forming the district, and order number 2017-028 in the matter of canvassing results of the May 16, 2017 election for Josephine Community Library District board members and issuing certificates of election.
I'd like to make a motion that order number 2017-027 be approved.
And 28.
I'll second that.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, roll call.
Commissioner DeYoung?
Yes.
Commissioner Morgan?
Yes.
Commissioner Hare?
Yes.
Item is approved. Congratulations. And in the item number 1B, the approval of the Intergovernmental Agreement number 32151 with the State of Oregon Department of Aviation for 2017 Statewide Airport Pavement Maintenance Program at Grants Pass Airport and State Sponsorship Agreement, Department of Transportation and Federal Aviation Administration. I would welcome a motion on this with the ability for the chair to sign on behalf of the board in the designated areas.
I make a motion that 1B, approval of the Intergovernmental Agreement number 32151 be passed for the State of Oregon.
With the signatures?
With the signature from the chair being... With approval of the signature of the chair.
And I'll second that.
To clarify, can it be the acting chair?
Yes, it can. Acting chair.
Do you second that amendment, Commissioner Hare? I think you heard. All right. So the motion is that we approve the order with the acting chair being able to sign on behalf of the board. Any further discussion?
No.
Commissioner Hare? We might have lost him.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Sorry. Yep.
Any further discussion on the aviation?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay, roll call.
Commissioner DeYoung?
Yes.
Commissioner Morgan?
Yes.
Commissioner Hare?
Yes.
The item is approved unanimously. We'll move on to the approval of the consent calendar. Item 3A is minutes, land use hearing from May 15, 2017, the County Administration Workshop, June 1st, 2017, Land Use Hearing, June 2nd, 2017, the Weekly Business Session from June 7th, 2017.
I make a motion that 3A of the consent calendar be approved.
It's been moved and seconded. And any further discussion? Do we do these individually, correct?
No, at the end.
At the end, okay.
All of them. Okay, I'm sorry.
So item 3B, amendment, third amendment to contract for professional services with ConMed LLC for inmate medical care. Commissioner DeYoung?
Yes, this is a this is just a renewal through 6-3 or June 30th of 2018 of the current county and ConMed Incorporated entered into on July 1 of 2012. Change of cost accordingly to the consumer price index. This is... for medical attention that we give to our inmates and people that are housed in the Josephine County Jail 7 days a week. And so this is just a renewal of the current contract that's been in force since 2012.
Okay. And then item 3C is the third amendment to IGA with Douglas County for detention of juvenile offenders. Even though the juvenile justice levy has passed, there is still a delay before the money is collected and before staff can be on. So this is an extension of our intergovernmental agreement with Douglas County to continue running three beds until at which time we do not need those. The contract has in it a stipulation that either county can give a one-month notice to stop. So we will not pay further than what we need, but we need them for now still. And finally, 3D is an amendment number 2 to intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Justice for fiber optic cable to be installed between the Justice Building and the Ann Basker Auditorium. This is a project that has been ongoing, and we are close to being finished with trying to bring fiber optic to this building on behalf of the courts for their jury proceedings, and they're not done by the time the contract was expired. So this is simply an extension to the end of June, so we are hoping to get this project done by the end of the month. So with that, I will accept a motion for approval of the consent calendar items. We've already done 3A, so we're looking for 3B, C, and D.
Make a motion that items 3B, C, and D of the consent calendar be adopted.
But Commissioner Morgan, I don't know that you called for the vote on the first item, so ideally you'd have Commissioner DeYoung withdraw his first motion to approve the entire consent calendar.
We
could be wrong because I'm not catching everything, but I think that's the way it went.
I'm open to corrections. Would you mind withdrawing?
Yes, I'll correct it.
Move it forward however you guys feel. You're there in person.
I'll correct the motion to read.
Withdraw your first motion.
I'll withdraw my first motion, and 3A, B, C, and D be approved in the consent calendar.
So the motion has been made to withdraw the initial one and to make a new motion approving items 3A, B, C, and D. I think I need... Okay, you got the second. It's fun having a phone process. We can do this. Any further discussion?
I really appreciate you guys indulging me.
Any further discussion on consent calendar items?
No.
Okay, with that, we'll call roll call.
Commissioner DeYoung?
Yes.
Commissioner Morgan?
Yes.
Commissioner Hare?
Yeah. And with that, I'm going to drop off the call. Nice job, everybody, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. So the next item is other. Any matters that should be brought before tonight? If there aren't any, we can bring up matters from the commissioners.
Yeah, I'd like to just comment on the. It's almost bullying from that community that you talked about when Sheriff Walker, Commissioner Walker, and Commissioner Heck were out in the Williams area, and. We'll look at your number of plants on any one tax lot. You know, we just got the exploratory question answered a couple of weeks ago, and it was highly in favor of doing something on RR5. I just had a conversation this evening with a gentleman from out in the Leonard Road area. He's built and or bought a house and remodeled, put a ton of money in it, and now he's completely surrounded by groves. The people that just moved in next to him were across the pond and started falling trees across these fences and things of that sort. He's not happy at all. So he had a pretty strong opinion of what we should do also. There's also been a request for a complete moratorium until we get this whole thing figured out, on licenses and whatnot. One thing that the federal government is also very interested in nowadays, and they're at the state level, they're starting to make some noise up there, is that our marijuana from Josephine County is showing up all over the world. And part of the agreement, or part of the, that's not an agreement, it's a, I guess I would call a trial balloon, is that Oregon said that they do everything they could to keep marijuana from leaving their borders. It was just supposed to be for medical purposes inside our state, recreational purposes inside our state, but that's not being adhered to. So at some point in time, I'm going to assume that the federal government will probably get involved in a way that's probably going to be pretty strong. So that's a kind of waiting game there. I don't have any contacts with the federal government, but it's something, to consider. There's a couple of areas where the federal government needs to get involved also, one of which I would think would be fish and wildlife. Because with the grow lights and stuff, you're taking habitat away from nocturnal animals. And I think that at some point in time, they need to weigh in. Because they weigh in on everything else, I would think they would want to weigh in on that. So, we hear you loud and clear. The letter to the editor tonight, I read it. The friend of mine brought it to me. Very well written and quite to the point. So I urge everybody to read that letter to the editor in the Daily Courier. By the way, Mr. We're looking forward. We talked about some of the things that happened a long time ago. And this is a commission that's looking forward. We've had a lot of, if we go back in the past, and boy, there's a lot of mistakes that have been made. And we're going to make our share ourselves. People in the future will call back and say, wow, what did those idiots do, we're a forward-looking commission. I think we have turned the corner. We certainly turned the corner at the state level because they all watched that triple ballot measure on there for a levy, and all three of them passed. That was monumental, in the state from a county that's been beat down for quite some time. So it was a great feeling, on Wednesday morning, and we're going to move forward. And Kate, thank you very much for all the hard work you and your committee and the entire library group. You put your back into this one, and it paid off, and that's a great thing. So congratulations, and keep up the good work. Well, another thing, we're going to have some construction between the two buildings. It's going to start probably, I thought it was going to get underway this week, but we're still drawing some plans and stuff. We want to put in an ADA access into Ambassador, and so we'll be doing some landscape changes out here between the two buildings. So this will become a construction site in the very near future, and so be real careful to be aware of where construction zones are so you don't get caught on the other side of the fence, so to speak. And I don't know, I don't think I have, I talked to Ryan Johnson from Building and Maintenance, Operations and Maintenance, so I'm not sure exactly what kind of time frame that is, but we will in no way interrupt the traffic to and from the ADA elevator entrance to the courthouse. So it's just going to look a little funny there for a while. We shouldn't interrupt the bus shelter out here or the bus patrons. So we're just going to do some pretty drastic changing out here. So look forward to that too. That's all I have, Chairman.
I'm just going to just keep pausing because you keep thinking of more exciting things, and so it works.
Yeah.
I would bring up that Commissioner DeYoung and I are going to be heading to County College again this weekend. This weekend is on Health and Human Services, and then we get a break for a couple months, which will be nice just to focus on here as the legislation session wraps up. I also submitted a letter on behalf of the county and our local public safety coordinating council to the Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Public Safety, just asking that they reconsider House Bill 2355, which would reduce all possession of controlled substances to misdemeanor levels. Right now, our community seems to be devastated with the effects of methamphetamine and heroin, and especially the younger the ages of those beginning to use these substances. What we're finding is that many of them do not get into treatment if they're not ordered by some level of accountability with a parole officer or through having a curative like the drug court system or diversion. And currently, our drug court only takes felonies, and we have 60 high-risk offenders in our drug court system right now that are making progress at overcoming their addictions. And in community corrections, we do not directly just supervise misdemeanors. And so our concern is that it would mean that people would be left in the community longer dealing with their addiction before they were able to get help. It would take a much more serious progression before they were able to get that by reducing possessions to misdemeanors. I personally don't want anybody to have felonies. I would prefer nobody getting in that category. But unfortunately, we're not seeing people get help out of these, and it's progressing to higher and higher criminal activity related to keeping the addiction going. So that was the perspective that we took as far as on behalf of the local public safety coordinating council and the board, and so that letter was sent off today on behalf of that. And we'll see the outcomes, but we're still waiting to see what this legislation process produces. We are hearing that the transportation bill is going to be going forward, which is going to be helping with infrastructure. And we know that just in our community alone, it was about $2.6 million worth of damage from the snow in January. And that's not the portions that were on private roads that are not maintained by the county or what the city went through. That was just the county's portion. And so it's costly when these storm activities happen. And so as upgrades are going to be coming, we're hearing both at the national level and at the state level that transportation packages will be going forth. And my hope is that we can put people back to work, and that we, if we can, hire locally and get people going on these projects versus just lowest bidder anywhere in the state or the country. So anyhow, that's kind of the biggest things going on in our neck of the woods right now. And we will be moving forward with a couple of the items. We had some hearings regarding to land use items regarding fences, setbacks, lighting, things that are sometimes similar to the marijuana community but not always limited to, and we had public hearings on those in February, and we're going to be moving forward with a workshop on that just to kind of catch up with where we are on Tuesday and potentially moving towards ordinances related to those in public hearings. So next week that should be decided. It was on the agenda for tomorrow, and it got moved to Tuesday in case anybody is wondering, because we wanted to make sure we're on the same page before we're moving forward. So part of the other issue, there's going to be some bigger things coming our way, and with different staff taking vacation time, or in this situation, Commissioner Hare is in Washington, D.C. On behalf of the county representing to the Association of Oregon and California, the ONC, Oregon ONC Counties, that's the association. They had an opportunity to meet with the Department of Interior and, again, trying to make headway with the resources in our community. So he's not able to be here this Thursday, so making sure that we have the full board available when we're moving forward with some of these items. I will stop talking your ears off. I appreciate you all taking the time to be here. It is 5:57 p.m., and we will be adjourned.